Say North Dakota, and most people get an image of a cold, windy place. Yet studies show that even as the global temperature is increasing, the rate of warming in North Dakota is twice as fast as the global average. People from across the region, some from as far away as Idaho, are in Grand Forks discussing global warming with special attention to what's happening in their backyard.
The idea is within a national framework to assess how climate change could impact this country, and of course it varies with region.
Dr. George Seilstad is one of the coordinators of the Grand Forks Conference. He says the conference is not so much about the gloom and doom aspects of the global warming issue, but how regular folks can make a difference. He uses the example of farmers using more climate-friendly farming practices, including using more efficient machinery and irrigation systems. And according to Dr. Tony Jantos of the Goddard Institute of Space Studies, that's significant.
Because the consequences and what people do won't end up being decided in Washington. They won't end up being decided in Geneva or Buenos Aires or Kyoto. They're going to end up being decided in your backyard, and by you, and by the people you work with, and by the communities in which you live, which really is where the rubber is going to hit the road.
Jantos says failure to address climate changes in the region will have severe consequences. There could be huge effects on farming, on wildlife, and on other natural phenomena.
Glaciers at Glacier National Park have been reduced to one-third their previous size.
Dan Fagery is a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's been working in a field station in Glacier National Park in Montana, monitoring warming trends.
As these glaciers disappear one by one from these valley systems, the stream temperatures go up, and that affects all of the cold water aquatic organisms. And so you start having problems with warmer water. You have problems even with water at all.
A major aim of the conference is to foster a better understanding of the impact of climate change on the region. Organizers hope to help ordinary people realize there are strategies for mitigating unwanted consequences of climate change. Dr. Rosina Bierbaum is with the White House Science Advisor's Office. She says there are simple things people can do that don't call for drastic lifestyle changes.
One can get by with much less energy when one thinks about it. So everything from using the high efficiency light bulbs to using mass transit if it's possible instead of driving your own car, to using less water, which in many cases is related to electricity use.
Organizers of the conference say they're optimistic that the conference will lead to discoveries of solutions the Great Plains and Rocky Mountain region can contribute to the problem of climate change. The conference continues through Wednesday morning. Bob Reha, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.